Good evening. It is New Year's Eve. Many people are out partying, being social butterflies, getting drunk, and then later getting DUIs. I am relaxing at home, saving my money and sanity. I have nothing against people who wish to celebrate the new year, I just know there are many men like myself that like to keep to themselves during the holidays. We are about to enter the third year of the sickness. I will try not to beat a dead horse much. I didn't want to get the jab. I was given a choice to collect a pension for the rest of my life, or refuse the jab and go to prison, and or get a dishonorable discharge. A civilian in my shop said when the anthrax jab was required, a member in the shop refused, and was placed in military jail until his discharge was processed. So if I disappear one day, I likely fell to the ground and started twitching from the effects of the jab. I am sure many of you are tired about hearing about it. So let me ask you. How was your 2021 year? Do you have any goals, projects, or hobbies you are looking forward to conquering in 2022? If you feel comfortable, go ahead and leave your aspirations for 2022 in the comments section below. I'll go first. I'm retiring from the military, I will be working from home, I may also get a job in the real world. I need a break for my own sanity, so we'll see how long I work from home. I am just sick and tired of the corporate slave world. I am anxious to see what the VA gives me for disability rating. 20 years and 8 deployments will mess up your mind and body. They are going to pay me for the damages. I am also looking forward to getting more fit. I will be able to make my own hours and schedule. So I will not have an excuse not to be in shape. Lastly, I am looking forward to eliminating my debt and start paying off my houses. I want to be 100% debt-free. As we enter 2022, I think women will continue to wreck themselves more and more. I am getting messages from women, but I don't usually respond, or I will sometimes play along, not letting them know I am fully awoken to the red capsule. It's getting so bad, they are starting to message me asking why the dating market is so bad. I even had to shut down a 41-year-old that said she was looking to get married and have kids. I simply told her that I was not interested in getting married until the divorce court laws change. This woman had been divorced twice already. Most of her eggs turned to powder long ago, like Jurassic Park eggs. I plant little seeds into some of their brains that men like myself are done until the rigged game is fixed. The karma is wonderful when I see 39-year-old moms with 4 children looking for men. Their lack of foresight and vision will lead them to 40-plus years of being alone. They toss the men away like trash, and they will now pay for it. Mother Nature gave them the advantage early on, now Father Time has caught up to them like the Grim Reaper. I will try keep this one short. Go out there, gentlemen, and conquer. Don't let anyone stop you from achieving your goals.
Better of the strangers, believe me when I say, loving me is loving danger, your heart is bound to break. I walk alone in the night, beneath the pale moon, loving's for the fools. Baby, beware of my mind, I'm alone, I'm alone, I'm a lone wolf. I'm a lone wolf. I'm a lone wolf, I'm a lone wolf, I'm a lone wolf, I'm a lone wolf, I'm a creeping through the shadows and the corners of your mind.